This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
The House is getting ready to vote on the Democrats' social and environment bill today, but top House Republican Kevin McCarthy's been delaying the vote, talking on the House floor for hours, slamming the bill, Democrats, and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
Has it gone so far that the Democrats think they control everything? This is not Pelosi's house. This is the people's house. Yeah.
The bill is still expected to pass today on a near-party line vote that would send it to the Senate. Closing arguments Monday in the Ahmaud Arbery murder trial in Georgia. The defense has rested its case. The AP's Mike Gracia.
The defense rested in the trial of three white men charged with the murder of Ahmaud Arbery on February 23, 2020, in their coastal Georgia neighborhood. The shooter, Travis McMichael, testified for the second consecutive day Thursday, saying he approached Arbery because neighbors indicated something had happened down the road and he wanted to ask Arbery about it.
That was the person that I assumed that was committing the crime. That was the probable cause was him.
Travis McMichael, his father Greg McMichael, and neighbor William Roddy Bryan, who recorded the shooting on cell phone video, are charged in the case. Superior Court Judge Timothy Walmsley scheduled closing arguments for Monday. I'm Mike Gracia.
The jury in Kyle Rittenhouse's murder trial returns today for day four of deliberations. The judge has now banned MSNBC from the Kenosha, Wisconsin courthouse after a freelancer was accused of following the jurors in their bus. Rittenhouse is on trial for shooting two men dead and wounding a third during protests. He says it was self-defense. A surge in COVID cases in the upper Midwest has the military sending medical teams to Minnesota to relieve hospital staffs overwhelmed by COVID patients. Massachusetts and Utah are the latest states to say anyone 18 or older can roll up a sleeve for a booster shot. This is AP News. Sales are surging at two department store chains heading into the holiday season. The AP's Jennifer King's got this.
Macy's and Kohl's announced strong sales and share earnings for the fiscal third quarter. Specialty retailers Victoria's Secret and Bath & Body Works also posted strong results. Macy's earned $239 million in the third quarter after posting a loss of $91 million last year. Sales at stores opened at least a year rose over 35%. Kohl's said it earned $243 million. That compares with a loss of 12 million or 8 cents per share last year. And the launch of Sephora shops at Kohl's is getting a good response, with 25% of those customers new to the retailer. Kohl's CEO said that supply chain problems are still delaying shipments, especially women's clothes, and combined with lower inventory targets, the company may have missed an opportunity. I'm Jennifer King.
The Dow dropped 60 points yesterday. The S&P rose 15. The Nasdaq gained 72. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.